Welcome to the Organize 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. Last week, we talked about how do you live in a really, really small space? And this week, we're going to be talking about how do you live through renovations, natural disasters, and moving. Any of these times when your house is in total upheaval, you don't really know where anything is. It's very unsettling to live through these times. What are some tips, tricks, and tactics I have for being able to live through these with less stress and knowing where your stuff is? So specifically, I'm going to be talking about renovations, like let's say you're going to renovate your entire kitchen, or not actually being in the middle of a hurricane, but how do you, specifically this question came from somebody who had been in Hurricane Harvey, and they said, okay, it's like 6 months later, but we are living in the upstairs of our house because the downstairs is still being renovated and redone and everything is up on the second level. Or moving. We're getting ready to move. We're going to put our house on the market. So there's the putting the house on the market, actually moving to the new house, and then unpacking the new house. Usually takes months. In all of these situations, you are going to be living in this transition time for months. What are some things that I have for you that will help keep you sane? All right, there are three things. We're going to talk about the Sunday basket. We are going to talk about organizing binders, and we're going to talk about the hot mess room challenge that I had back in March. And these three things actually go together to help keep you organized during these times. Now, it is best if you can do the hot mess room challenge before your renovation, before your move, or have already done it before the natural disaster occurs, and then you'll see how much easier this will flow. So the hot mess room challenge, you can get to that by going to organize365.com/HMR for hot mess room. So what is the hot mess room challenge, Lisa? Well, the hot mess room is different for everyone. It could be your spare guest bedroom. It could be your basement. It could be wherever. It's wherever in your house where you have something in your hand and you're not ready to let go of it. You're not really even sure you might need it. You don't know where it goes. So I'm just going to put it here. Where's that place in your house? Some of you may be saying, the entire house. Thank you very much. Yeah, I was there in 2012 too. So no judgments. I totally was there as well. When you start to take back your house and get it organized, I teach you to go through the kitchen first, and then the master bedroom, master closet, and then we move on from there. The hot mess room is the last thing you tackle because every single room that you're in, like you're in the kitchen and you're like, we have popsicle makers. I don't think we need popsicle makers, but I'm not really ready to get rid of them, so I'll put them in the hot mess room. So I have a George Foreman grill. It's 25 years old. I haven't used it in 15 years, but I'm really thinking I might use it. I'm not ready to get rid of it, so I'll put it in the hot mess room. So every single room that we organize in the 100-day home organization program has things that don't belong in that room, but also really don't have anywhere they need to go, and we're not really sure what we're going to do with that yet. So we just put it in the hot mess room. Now, your hot mess room is like a jigsaw puzzle. And I love jigsaw puzzles. So essentially, I'm leading you through separating out all of those pieces, organizing them, and then in the end, it all gets put together in an organized storage unit. I teach you to use the Home Depot HDX plastic shelving units because they can be configured in a closet or a garage or an attic or anywhere. They're easily configured. They're lightweight. They do well in cold or in heat. I just love these shelving units. And then you just get the bins that fit that shelving unit. Just buy the bins when you buy the shelving unit, and then you know they will fit. And then we label the bins for different sections. And these bins are going to end up getting labels. You get free printables that are color-coded. And on those color-coded free printables, you write down what's in every box. So if you have 8 Christmas boxes, Christmas box number 1, number 2, number 3, number 4. If you have two boxes for each of your children, you know, child number one, box one, child number two, box one, box two, all of that on the way down. Household decorations, memorabilia, all of it gets organized into these boxes divided by color on these sheets. So when you're done with this, you have an organized storage room, which has shelving, bins, and a few colored printables. And on those colored printables, you have everything labeled that's stored in all of those bins. That is step one to being able to live through any of these instances that we're talking about. You need to have an inventory of your stuff. You don't have to have an inventory of everything, but you need to have an inventory of what is in storage. And that is the hardest part about living through a renovation, living upstairs when your downstairs is being redone because of Hurricane Harvey, or moving, is that inevitably during that time, you will need something like a picture of your mother or a candlestick from what, like, it's the most random thing. It's not something you could have ever predicted that you would need during this time. But for whatever reason, you have to find this one thing during this time and you have no idea where it is. Like, you have 800 boxes that you're moving. It's in one of those. Like, how would you even know which box it is in? So having an inventory allows you peace of mind knowing that if you need something, you can get to it when you need it. So that is step one, have an inventory. Step two is to make sure that your Sunday basket is always accessible to you 100% of the time. So in no instance, in any of these situations, is the Sunday basket put in a box or put in a room or put somewhere where you do not have 100% access to it and know where it is. So your Sunday basket is kind of your lifeline during these transitional times. And in your Sunday basket, if you don't have the binders, in your Sunday basket, that's where you're going to keep your color-coded lists of what's in your storage room and in your boxes that is not currently in the living spaces. So let's say you're doing a kitchen renovation. You don't have a hot mess room. You don't even know what I'm talking about. So you're going to inventory the boxes that you're boxing up while your kitchen's being redone. Let's say you end up with 20 kitchen boxes. Grab one of those colored sheets. You're going to need three of them because there are eight boxes per page. And on each of those boxes, put kitchen number one, all utensils. Kitchen box number two, crock pot and dish towels. Box number three, whatever is in there, dishes. Three, four, five, and six are all dishes. Seven is china. Eight is this. So that when you are in that kitchen renovation, and you're invited to a potluck and you're going to make something in the crock pot, you know that the crock pot is in box number two. You find box number two, open up, take the crock pot out, clean it, put it back in box number two. You don't have to have those things accessible to you. They're accessible to you from the checklist. And these checklists are in your Sunday basket. I would create a slash pocket that says, you know, storage checklists or kitchen renovation checklists. And then you will always have at your disposal where your stuff is, because finding our stuff is one thing. Second reason why you need your Sunday basket up and running is because in all of these instances, there are bills coming in, contracts coming in, paperwork going back and forth between you and vendors, maybe an insurance claim is going in. If you're doing your kitchen, you're getting new, like we just had new fans put in. So I got all new manuals and warranties. By the way, this is what I did for this. So I had all new fans put in our house and the electrician gave us the manuals and I don't have time to file it in my household reference binder yet. So I took a look at the manuals and on the front page, it has the model number. I ripped the front page off of the manual, threw the rest away, and I put those front pages in my to file in my Sunday basket. So when I get around to updating my household reference binder with those model numbers and all of that information, that was the only piece I personally needed off of the manuals. Because let me just tell you, if something goes wrong with this fan, that same electrician is going to be out here fixing it. It will not be me. So I do not need a manual. Furthermore, they're available online. So your Sunday basket is where, remember, our Sunday basket is already where we drop ideas, things that need to be done, bills that need to be paid, any paperwork or your to-do list. It's basically your to-do list goes in the Sunday basket, and then on Sunday you go through it. Even if you're moving, even if you're going through a household renovation, you still need to carve out that time to go through your Sunday basket. You might even need that time more than you do during the regular time. Now, the other thing that I would highly encourage you to do before, maybe not a kitchen renovation, but everybody really needs to have these done before a natural disaster strikes, and definitely before you move, would be to make the medical, financial, household reference, and household operations binders. These are the four binders that will eliminate your filing cabinet and organize all of the paperwork that you're keeping. Can you imagine? Can you imagine listing your house for sale, also getting rid of your filing cabinet, moving into your new house with four binders and no filing cabinet? Ah, those were angels singing, by the way. The only thing I still have in my filing cabinet are all of my supporting tax documentation and the really, really big papers that come with buying your house because they don't fit anywhere. And apparently we need to keep all of those. So I have all of those. Everything else is in my binders. So yes, it does take some time to create your binders. I suggest picking one, doing it, then doing the next one, then the next one. I did mine all in one weekend. I sorted out my filing cabinets. You can go over to the Sunday Basket podcast to hear how I did that and more about those binders. It's just search Sunday Basket wherever you are listening to this podcast. Or if you're listening to it on my website, just go to sundaybasket.com. The binders really help you, especially the household reference binder. So the financial binder is for all of your financial paperwork. The medical binder is actually a caregiving binder, and it's for anyone in your care. So as a parent, I have one for each of my children because I am the caregiver for my children, and I keep all of their medical records in their medical binder. When I was caring for my father's health care, I wish we would have had this medical binder. And when I settled his estate, I wish I would have had this financial binder. That's where those came from. And then the household operations binder is like how you run your house. Like if you were to leave for the week, you have a pet sheet in there, like how to take care of your pet or babysitting or how to plan a party or all those household operations. And household reference is all about your house. Like if you were going to sell your house, and we've been talking to realtors about our reference binder, and they're like, every homeowner needs one of these reference binders. We're like, we know. So the reference binder has everything you need in there when you sell your house that the new homeowner is going to want to know. Like the warranties for anything, when was the last time you had the HVAC serviced and fixed, and what color paint is in each of the rooms. And basically, when you sell your house, you leave your household reference binder with the new homeowner and you start a new household reference binder in your new house. So everything that's kind of the guts of your house stays in the household reference. Anything that's about you and your family and your holidays and your travel and how you guys do life is in your household operations binder. So when you have these binders done and you go through a natural disaster or a renovation or a move, you need to know where these four binders are. I suggest they be right where the Sunday basket is. In almost every situation I can even think of, like even my mother-in-law who sold her house and lived in like a hotel for 3 months and then moved into her new house when it was finished, she could have had her Sunday basket and her four binders in the hotel with her. Like they should be wherever you are. This is your passport and your social security number and everything. Like you should have this paperwork with you at all times. It shouldn't be in a box somewhere on some truck or in some storage unit that you can't get a hold of. So your household reference binder will continue to be updated as you're having all these renovations done on your house and as you're transitioning in from your old and your new house. And those will be in addition to your Sunday basket. If you keep it all in your Sunday basket, first of all, your Sunday basket is going to explode. And second of all, the Sunday basket is awesome. The slash pockets are awesome for, okay, here are things that I need to do in this slash pocket. When you're doing a household renovation, you need multiple slash buckets. So you need invoices that have been paid, warranties, you need all those different things, which would be better served in a binder than in a basket. So those are my tips for how to live through renovations, natural disasters, and moving. And then you need a Sunday basket and you need the binders in order to keep track of all of your important papers, both that you had before this event, during this event, and after this event. And you can find all of those at the Organize 365 shop. So just go to organize365.com/shop and to learn more about the Sunday basket and each of the individual binders, how to set them up, what they're for, go on over to the Sunday Basket podcast. Have a great week.